do one of his, do a song about a very, very colorful character in the frontier life. Very exciting man. His name was Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone had, lived in a very romantic era, I think. He had a big striking figure with his buckskins. He was a trader and a trapper and a guide, an Indian fighter, a soldier, an adventurer. He lived a very colorful life, and it's a very exciting song telling the story of Daniel Boone.
Yeah, Daniel Boone was a trailer and a tractor. He used to go around.
Trader and a trapper.
A trader and a tractor.
I don't know that song.
You know something, Dickie?
What?
I'm gonna grow up to be like my old man. How about that?
I think that's a very fine ambition for a young man, to grow up to be like his father.
Right.
Depending on what his father does, though.
My father did a lot of things. My father did many things. He went around doing a lot of things.
My old man's a sailor. What do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar. He wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's raincoat. He wears a sailor's shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor, the same as my old man. My old man's an anthropologist. What do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar. He wears an anthropologist hat. He wears an anthropologist raincoat. He wears anthropologist shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist, the same as my old man.
My old man's refrigerator repairman. What do you think about that? He wears a refrigerator repairman's collar. He wears a refrigerator repairman's hat. He wears a refrigerator repairman's raincoat. He wears a refrigerator shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads a Playboy.
If I can,
I'm gonna be a refrigerator repairman,
same as my old man.
What do you think about that? Boy, you gotta be pretty sharp-witted.
I tell you, Tommy, you're
things like that.
You're very glib.
I certainly do.
Well, here, I'll tell you what my old man does.
My old man's a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
You better not make a mistake.
Let's hope not.
He wears a cotton-pinkered, finger-licking, chicken-plucker's collar. He wears a cotton-pinkered, finger-licking, chicken-plucker's hat. He wears a cotton-pinkered, finger-licking, chicken-plucker's raincoat. He wears a cotton-pinkered, finger-licking, chicken-plucker's shoes. And
you're lucky.
Every Saturday evening, he reads the cotton-picking news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a cotton-picking, finger-licking, chicken-plucker, the same as my old man.
We sing a lot of songs about the railroads because the railroads are so very much integrated with the growth of our nation. So the railroads went, so our nation grew, and conversely.
Thank you.
There's been many songs. The record of the old 96. Casey Jones. These railroad men who paid dearly for their lives by getting in wrecks, being involved in wrecks by trying to make the time schedule in a haphazard railroad era. They drive these trains pell-mell and get in a wreck.
Tommy,
old great wrecks these
Tom,
men
you
were
should
in.
Mention, though, that sometimes...
Heroic deeds they did.
They were heroic because then in some of these mad dashes they undertook, they were doing some act of mercy. They had to. They were paying with their lives and their whole being. They were trying to do something, carving their place in American history.
They were doing a lot of things for mercy and carving themselves in history, these railroad men. We'd like to do a railroad song for you, a very little known song, a very great song, entitled The Dash of Old 49.
Let me tell you a story about Old 49, the fastest engine on the Santa Fe line. On the 14th of April, she made a desperate dash, and she got there on time, and she did not crash.
Nobody sings about it because...
Nothing significant, just an interesting story. Why don't you do that little Christmas carol you wrote? You told me you wrote a Christmas carol. It's late, I know, but you didn't get finished for Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't get finished for Christmas, but I like to do it.
You better not cry, you better not shout, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is dead. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, Google, Google.
That's not the right verse.
He was only 6 months years old.
Well, cut it. 6 months. Tommy, the real, the ethnic, you know the real version of John Henry.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, daddy picked him up, threw him on the floor, said, this baby's done wet on me.
I apologize.
I got one more chance.
One more chance is all you get. See this pin? It says, think ethnic. You got to think ethnic and sing ethnic to ever earn this pin.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, this hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer be the death of me.
Yeah, when John Henry was just a little tyke, he picked up a piece of steel and a hammer. It seemed like he knew all the time, down deep inside, that he was going to work on the railroads. And there was a big story waiting for him to arrive on. When I was a little boy, he used to go around hammering on things. His daddy bought him a little hammer. He'd go around hammering the tables and hammering the fixtures. He used to get a licking all the time. He'd go up and hammer on the front door, hammer on the chairs. Yet as John Henry grew, he grew in size, and he grew in stature, and he grew in his mind, his horizons grew. He started going out and got a bigger hammer. Started walking around town hammering things. Hammering trees, people's fences.
The fire hydrants.
Why, John Henry could just go around hitting one fire hydrant with one wop. Yeah. All dogs in town hated John Henry. Well, the whole story goes is that when he grew to full size, he could drive steel on the railroad, drive those spikes in the ground faster than any 10 men. People started talking about John Henry. Why, he's the fastest man that ever drove steel on the railroad. And the whole story of John Henry really starts the day the captain told John Henry something.
John Henry said, "Tell me something, Captain." Then the captain said, "John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a steam drill round. I'm gonna bring me a steam drill. Out on the job, I'm gonna wop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Wop that steel on down.
Sure enough, next day they had a steam drill out on the job. Big red steam drill, shiny smokestack sticking up in the air. Well, they had old John Henry over there, muscles rippling in the sun, sweat running off in gimlets. Ringlets. Well, the captain, head of all the railroad workers, looked over at that steam drill and smiled. Then he turned over and he looked over at John Henry with his beady little eyes. He snarled over at John Henry. "Hi there, John." Well, John Henry didn't say nothing. Just spit on his hands, picked up those 2 9-pound hammers, walked slowly over towards that steam drill, spit on the steam drill. Then went over and spit on the captain. Well, it got to be about 12 o'clock starting time for the race. Every railroad man in the county was out there that day because they knew if John Henry lost that race, they were all out of a job. Well, it got to be starting time for the race. John Henry is up there at that starting line. That steam drill was up there at that starting line. Big smokestack sticking right up in the air. A little bit of spit on it. Well, the captain walked up to the start line. I swear you could hear a pin drop that day. He took out his pistol and pointed up in the air. John Henry spit on it. Actually, this was about the greatest race in the history of man. The race between a man and a machine. He pointed that pistol up in the air and shot it off. Bang. That started that race. Side.
and John Henry hammered on the right. The steam drill made 10 feet, John Henry only 3. Then it hammered John Henry out of sight. Lord, Lord, hammered John Henry out of sight. Hammered John Henry out of sight.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah?
That's right. John Henry lost that race.
Dumb smart aleck thought he could be a steam drill. What a thing, for crying out loud.
John Henry said to the captain,
to the captain,
by God, I ain't no fool.
Ain't no fool.
Before I'll die with a hammer in my hand, I'm gonna get me a steam drill tool, Lord, Lord. Get me a steam drill tool.
I'm gonna get me a steam drill tool, Lord, Lord. Get me a steam drill tool.
I'd like to do a love song now. It's not one of these sad, drawn-out affairs. It's a very happy little song. I just hope you enjoy it. Mary Was Pretty.
Mary was pretty. Mary was kind. I still can't get Mary off of my mind. Mary's on my mind. But Nancy was gentle. She had poise and grace. I'll always remember my dear Nancy's face and her warm embrace. But Anne's little nose always turned up just so, and blue eyes that sparkle like jewels in the snow. I'll always love Anne so. But Ellen was lively, how she loved to tease, as light and refreshing as a spring breeze. Ellen gave me ease. But then there was Linda, she thought me too tame. She just didn't care for playing the game.